It's been a minute since we had an in-person reveal. Tech expert Brian Westbrook is with us now. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
We guess it was about 3 years ago when actual humans were gathering for this event. So what can you tell us about today's Samsung unveil and the excitement level?
Yeah, that's right, guys. It was approximately 3 years ago we had the last Samsung unveiling of new products in person. This event today will happen in San Francisco. It starts off about 10 o'clock Pacific time, and we expect a new phone. We expect the Samsung Galaxy S23. That would be the next one in line. Some new features that have already leaked. We'll get to those in just a moment. We also expect they may release some tablets and perhaps some laptop computers. A lot of new gadgets, a lot of new hardware. I want to get first to the phones. Here's what we do know, and of course, they're keeping everything under wraps until the big unpacked event. We do know that some of the features have been leaked already. An AT&T store in Georgia actually released some of the information of the phone. We know that it'll come, according to this, reported by CNET, green, cream, lavender, and a grayish-black phantom color. It includes something called an automatic adaptive 6.6-inch display and a camera, 50 megapixels, if you can believe that, with advanced nightography. So certainly great for those that like to take pictures in the dark, water-resistant, a battery that powers your day, CNET reports. So the AT&T page was released a little bit early. It gives us a preview of some of the features said to be launched. Of course, AT&T did not comment. Samsung, of course, keeping things under wrap until their launch event a little bit later this morning.
Are Samsung's latest smartphones still the headline here, or is it tablets and computers that are creating this buzz? Can you give us the nuts and bolts on all the new hardware?
Yeah, certainly a fair amount of excitement for this launch. I think for two reasons. One, because it's an in-person event, but also because it's the first time that Samsung has released a product of this magnitude in this sort of way in quite some time. Now, we don't expect it'll be just about smartphones. They've kind of a little more quietly released phones over the last couple of years. This time we expect a bit of a bigger event, something more along the lines of an Apple or a Google event. And speaking of Apple and Google events, Samsung certainly trying to win over users from the Apple iOS platform as well as Google Android's Pixel device, their own flagship phone. Will they be successful? Who can say? But this certainly does have all of the recipe for an exciting new product announcement. And before I go, guys, I just want to do a quick reminder. We talked about this last week. If you are an iOS user, you have an iPhone, please update your operating system. There are some important fixes out now available and help you fight against malware.
Brian, thank you.
You bet. Always happy to help.
That's tech expert Brian Westbrook. Follow him on Instagram, his Facebook page, and on Twitter at Brian Westbrook.